DeFrank Artilis, Republican representative for Miami, putting laws on the books to keep the opposite sex out of a bathroom, locker room, and the like is just common sense, and he's unsettled by a Miami-Dade ordinance granting equal access to the trans community, because he says it allows men to enter female facilities.
It is clear that some local governments want to explicitly grant transgender individuals protected class status under the county and city ordinances. However, the specific language used by each county is not uniform.
Artilis concedes Florida already has laws in the books to punish lewd or violent behavior, but he believes Miami-Dade's ordinance will put women in harm's way by granting bad guys greater access.
In my opinion, I believe it gives the cover of law for a pedophile, a sexual deviant, or a deviant in general to have access to a facility that they would not have access to but for a local ordinance like Miami-Dade.
But members of the trans community are out in force, arguing against Artilis's measure.
I, too, am deeply concerned about the safety of women and girls and the protection of spaces designated for women and girls. But I also am legally female, and I think all in attendance here today would agree that my appearance would produce the kind of disruption this bill purports to protect against. Because I'm legally female.
That's Andrew Sieber. He's got a shaved head and a short goatee, and he's working on a dissertation in sociology and gender studies. He, like many others, points out Artilis's bill will force women in the state to share bathrooms with people who present themselves publicly as men. And in the other direction, many argue forcing people who present themselves publicly as women, but who were born as men, into the men's room puts them at risk of verbal, psychological, and even physical abuse. Here's Brenna Burgess.
This bill would make it so that a trans person could not go to the bathroom of their preferred gender, but they also could not go to the bathroom of their birth gender for safety reasons. To take it a step further, by enacting this bill, all women who look more masculine and all men who look more feminine will be asked to prove that they have the correct anatomy.
And Carlos Smith of Equality Florida takes issue with Artilis's argument toward limiting access.
Why do we need a new bill to deter behavior that is already criminalized by no less than 20 Florida statutes? I have it right here. Right here are a list of all of the statutes that criminalize this type of behavior, including the intent to enter a public restroom and commit crimes.
But Artilis had supporters as well. Jane Caron recounted a story of visiting a church and being in the bathroom when a man dressed as a woman came in. She says the situation was awkward.
It was a hard time for both of us. I ask you to vote yes for this bill. Thank you.
But Representative Ken Roberson, a Republican from Punta Gorda, has questions about enforcement.
The major concerns I have, I don't see how you'd ever enforce it without putting a security guard in front of every public facility in the state of Florida.
And he has doubts about the bill's impact on public safety.
I think it's interesting that the Florida Sheriff's Association and the Florida police chiefs haven't testified today before this committee.
During his closing statements, Artilis reiterated his open-door policy, but not before attacking some of his critics. He feels his bill is being unfairly compared to historical tragedies.
I find it insulting that you would actually use the Holocaust and the death of 6 million Jews, as well as slavery, 12.5 million Africans, slaves coming into this country, in your dialogue. It's insulting. Insulting. Please don't ever use that again in committee.
Frank, will you please address the committee?
Thank you.
That was Committee Chair Michael Bileka stepping in to divert Artilis's focus. The bill passed committee Tuesday morning, and there's one more stop before it hits the House floor. But Senate Democrats are already promising to kill the bill if it makes it to their chamber. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.